Well, well, well.
No, ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Oh, wow. I can't believe this. Last episode before the big day, before Christmas.
Yeah.
Hence the outfits. Now, if you can see us, feast your eyes. If you can't see us, apparently it's Mrs. Claus.
And slutty elves.
Okay. Okay. And he's two elves.
I mean,
have a guess for who the elves are and have a guess for who Mrs. Claus is.
Yeah. I've been kind of stitched up because I feel like someone's like, it would be funny if we get Perry Mrs. Claus instead of just Santa. But little do you know, this is an absolute win for me.
Yeah, you look like...
Floor-length dress. Floor-length Santa. Santa's...
And I quote, so when he first put the dress on, his words were, it's a shame I don't have a decent cleavage.
Yeah, because I've only got a bit of T-shirt showing. But imagine if I could have had a bit of that at the top. That would have been nice.
A bit of cleave.
I would say this sums us up, though. Because you've got me committing to the dress. You've got Ash full elf. We've got Jordan half elf because he can't be seen to fully commit to anything.
That's not true. I've put on the elf jacket, top
and the hat.
And the hat.
Where's your trousers?
From what you can see, if you're listening,
yeah.
I could have said I was sat here with me balls out and you wouldn't know any different.
But you do have...
And if you're looking, you still wouldn't know any different because if you... Maybe on the shot of all three of us, but if I look directly at the camera now and talk, would you know if my genitals are out? Probably not.
But we wasn't asking for genitals
okay,
out.
Okay, no, but so I was going to say it.
They would know.
How?
Because if we were sitting here talking normally,
yeah,
and your genitals were out,
yeah,
it'd say a lot about us too.
Yes, yeah, good point. That's
so true. They're taking our reaction.
Okay, well, my reaction to, weirdly enough, Perry dressed as Mrs. Claus is way less disturbing than you. You look like if there was an elf that accidentally fell into like the same solution that made Bruce Banner the Hulk. That's what you like. You were original. You like a giant 6-year-old.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll take that as a compliment.
It is, yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, like Will Ferrell and Elf. It's that vibe.
Yeah, but except Will Ferrell and Elf, they actually made clothes to fit him. Me and Ash are both sat here wearing double XL Elf costumes.
Yeah, I know.
And unless it's double XL from fucking Baby Gap, I'm not quite sure. Those are meant to be full-length sleeves, for a start.
Would you do this type of thing for your kids indoors?
What, dress up?
Yeah, because loads of parents do that, don't they?
If they really wanted me to. I remember one time on like my daughter's third or fourth birthday, my wife tried to convince me to dress up as Maui from Moana.
Oh, yes.
For my daughter's birthday party. She said, just whack the wig on. You've already got all the tattoos and stuff. That'd be fine. I was like, Maui doesn't wear anything apart from
a grass skirt,
which felt a bit weird to be running around at a 4-year-old's party in just a grass skirt. And then the kids want to fight and you're on the bouncy castle. And then, you know, it just felt a bit weird to be there. Plus, all the parents were there from... my daughter's school, like she just started school. And I was like, I don't really know you. So the first time I'm going to meet a lot of the other parents, I'm going to be there in a grass skirt and a wig. It's sort of a bit odd. So in that instance, I didn't dress up. But at Christmas, Dad, I said, oh, Dad, can you put the elf jacket on? I'd be like, yeah, of course.
For how long?
About 10 minutes.
Yeah, you give me 10 minute energy.
That's my limit, I think, on the dressing up. But the outfits are quite interesting.
That's good. I've also got an elf on the shelf, but it's a gothic version. I think this has been bought for Jordan.
I hope not.
Because of your fear of goths.
Oh, he's a goth elf.
I think the goth elf, the only thing that's making me feel a bit sick about that is the black lipstick. Everything else...
What about the black tear? The teardrop.
The tattoo.
Mm.
I've really considered getting a solid black tattoo at one point. Not my face.
Oh, fine.
I was going to get it on my chest.
What was it?
I remember when I went through my little emo phase when I had like two lip piercings.
Do you know what's actually... Sorry, that's so funny. Your phobia of goths and emos, but you were... You went for a...
Don't chuck emos in the goths. There's a difference.
Well, barely.
We don't wear as much leather. I say we.
We. Like we. Community. Like,
the royal we.
We didn't wear as much leather
for
a start. It wasn't focusing so much on like darkness and death. It was more like tonight will be the night. It was more like that.
You wore a lot of dark clothing.
Yeah, I wear dark clothing, but that's not big leather boots. And PVC and all that stuff. Obviously, that was back when I had the double lip piercing. I had, I think, 6 earrings in each ear.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get a solid black heart tattooed on my chest. Didn't do it though.
So. No, thank God.
And we lived to tell the tale, which is quite lucky. Sorry, you're freaking me out in this because you stop staring at me.
Sorry.
You're like dead behind the eyes.
You just because you naturally kind of fall into it.
What, into this?
Yeah, I think
it... Do you know what? It's because I've just realised that if it's on and it's still, it's okay, but I can't like rub in it.
Why would you rub?
Like I can't let this material rub against me.
Why would you let it rub against
you? It's basically like I'm now wearing the chair.
Oh, the material you don't mind.
Yeah, like a minute ago, I went to go like
sensory
that.
Wise.
Yeah, I went to do that and my arms can't rub against my legs now. So,
okay,
I've
got to stay still.
So now I've just got to stay really still.
Your arms can't rub against what? You're a fucking fly. Yeah. Just sat there going, sat there like a housefly. Just like, rubbing your stuff. What? Just sit still.
What do you mean, a housefly?
Bro, you never see the fly when they land and they go,
yeah.
Bro, you've never seen that.
And they lick themselves. They go, like that.
You never seen a fly rub its little legs together? Right, shut up, you definitely have.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, but you wear YouTube, make you look like they're washing their face. I see them, they kind of do that.
Fucking hokey cokey.
That's what I think, anyway. They land, they go.
I don't think it's
it. No? I think it's like that.
But
man.
No, yeah, he's Ashley's frozen in place right now.
Yeah,
it sounds like we haven't acknowledged it. You are officially 30 now. You had the birthday. Yeah. You're 30 years old. You're sat here dressed as Mrs. Claus. How are you feeling?
This sums up that my life won't change at 30.
Dirty, dirty.
I'm stuck here in my dirtier ways, so to say.
Well, I think we all agree you won't do that again. Okay.
Dirty 30s.
Yeah, but at least you said 30s. I'm pretty sure you said 30s.
Oh. Dirty 30s.
Okay, are you Irish or Jamaican? Yeah. What are you going for?
Have a guess.
In that outfit, I'm going to go Irish.
Yeah. So if I walked up, so you didn't know me, I was dressed like this, and I said, are you in your dirty turkeys?
Well, obviously that was Irish, because you started with, are you? Obviously that was Irish.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I would also know that you wasn't Irish and that you was trying to do an Irish accent.
Yeah, fair enough.
Based on...
Yeah, but look at this poking out. You might think that was Ireland.
So it was poking out.
It's Nigeria.
We have.
You pointed to your crutch.
I pointed to my. I've got Nigerian football shirt.
Okay, so today we have a giant Nigerian elf. We have a bearded Mrs. Claus.
Yeah.
And we have an emo elf on the right who's only half committed.
Yes. Elf.
Are you all right today?
What was that though?
Just a bit of like.
No, what was
it? No, a bit of what?
Bit of spice.
Leave that there.
Let's move on.
Do you do this your kids? Elf on the Shelf.
Elf on the Shelf. Yes, we do. Yeah.
What commitment levels? Because some people go all out.
I need to confess something here. Me and my wife, we had to tell my oldest kid off, Cass.
Yeah.
Because he started just going on Google on his iPad and he'll search Jordan Banjo podcast. Or the other day he went to me, I know you're 1.98 meters tall. I went, well, I'm a bit smaller than that. Not what Google says. He'll just Google random things about us and stuff.
Oh, fine.
So he hears me talk about the podcast. Obviously, he's not allowed to listen to the podcast, mainly because of you, because you either insult my kids or say something.
Let him watch it.
Absolutely not. He's 7. And this is the point. To him, at the moment, Elf on the Shelf is nothing to do with me and his mum. So I don't want to go into her out.
So if you are watching Cassius, just grow up.
No.
That is set out by your mum and dad. Santa's real, but that is absolute. You get that at the range. It's like, it's pretty simple.
I just got one at B&M.
Oh, B&M.
B&M bargains.
Yeah. I hope I'm not ruining that for other children.
Really hope Cass doesn't listen to this. But we do it. We do it every year, and I actually love it. It's really, really good.
What's
fun.
The most extravagant Elf on a Shelf mischief?
I don't really do crazy extravagant ones. Like, Nay's really good.
Some people cut their kids' hairs and stuff.
Okay, no, we don't go that far. Yeah, they cut their kids' hair
off. Some people will put the elf in the bed next to the kid, and then just before they'll like snip some of their hair off and lay it like on them, and then put scissors in the hands of the elf.
But have you not seen the little girl where they drew on her face in Sharpie?
Yeah.
And she wakes up and goes, oh my God, what she's done to your face? And she goes, it's not funny. I've got school. Yeah. She's like mortified that she's like covered in permanent marker. Oh. Yeah. Some kids take it proper serious, man.
I'll go all out, I think.
Will you?
Yeah. I'll go all out. I don't know what I'll do, like burn the house down or something.
I did it when, and it took me and they about 2 hours to get it right, where we kept putting it in front of the Ring doorbell and looking like they were making trouble outside and we showed it on the phones. But every time I did it, you just see one of my flipping fat shoulders just in the shot. Just see me half crouching trying to get it in. So it was quite a difficult one to do. So we ain't done it again since the first time we tried that one. But yeah, Elf on the Shelf.
Where did it start?
I feel like it's like Black Friday. It's probably like American. Like, no, I feel like Americans start a lot of this stuff and then it comes over here. And I also sound like I'm part of, you know, reform at this point. But over here, doesn't it? All right, then, should we do the oath?
Yeah, let's do it.
In 3, 2... We swear on Perry's life that we shall answer every would you rather question with complete honesty, even when it questions our morals or sanity. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
Yes! I've said it before, I'll say it again. Christmas, my favourite time of year. I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely love Christmas. Best part, 100%, is the Christmas dinner, is what I used to say. When I hit that sort of midpoint,
yeah,
okay, Christmas dinner, spending the day with the family. Now it definitely is having the kids. Because every time you come downstairs on Christmas, what's that face for? Perry? Nice. I said, now it's having the kids and you pretended to throw up and put your tongue out.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
Then that must have been instinct.
Okay.
Because I don't remember doing that. I apologise. I think I'm just kind of sick of hearing about it.
What about what? Having kids?
Yeah.
Hang on, what's wrong with
having kids? No, I'm lying. Christmas is about the children.
Yes, it is about the children.
And me.
And you. And it is. I just love it. I just think everyone's really happy.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's why I liked it. Because when I was younger, that's why I feel like, okay, today's a day where everyone's going to be happy. No one's going to be stressed out. No one's going to argue. No one's going to talk about it. It's just going to be about, which I was always quite buzzing about, food and presents.
What time do your kids wake up? Early?
My kids wake up early anyway. Yeah. But Ash's kids, they sleep to a decent time if you don't wake them up, right?
Yeah, like they'll sleep till 8 or 9.
Six.
Eight or nine, not my kids.
Result, what's your,
not my kids.
Yours are up at like 5.
Yeah, half 5, yeah, man. Half 5, 6.
There was a time recently where, to be fair, I did stay up late with them watching films, but I was like, it got to the morning, I was like, guys, it's 10:30.
That's mental.
What, at night?
No, in the morning.
Wait, they had it all night up?
We stayed up quite late. Maybe we stayed up till midnight watching films. But then the next day, they weren't awake till 10:30 in the morning.
Oh, snap. Sorry, I'm with you.
But do you see what I mean there? That makes sense. Mm. The longer they stay up, they'll get their same amount of sleep and wake up later. Not my kids.
No,
you're not. The longer I keep them up, the earlier they'll wake up, almost out of spite.
Oh, really? And then are they groggy?
Yeah, really good. So if their bedtime, like my older two, their bedtime's about 7:30, and actually go to sleep about 8. If I let them stay downstairs at 9 o'clock, 9:30, then end up going to sleep about 10, they'll wake up at 4, just like almost just to be like, well, you shouldn't have kept me up.
Oh, yeah, fine.
Yeah, and the baby, when I say the baby, he's 2.
God,
Trey,
not babying, was he?
I know, mad. Trey, he's up pretty solidly at like 5:30, 6:30 every day. Yeah, he's pretty consistent with that, unless he's unwell. And that's, you know, as a parent, it's an awful thing. You know, when your kid's got like a cold or they've got like the flu or that, they've got a bug at school, it's the worst because you're like, oh, they're unwell, they've got a temperature, they're not themselves, and you feel really bad. But they do sleep longer.
So what time do your kids get up on Christmas Day?
Yeah, about, because they're up early anyway.
Oh, it doesn't change.
Like Mimi is 24/7 excited regardless.
Yeah.
So it could be Christmas Day or any day. Like she wakes up and runs in my room at like, you know, if on a weekend, if I'm still there, like we're not starting kiss breakfast, she'll run in and be like, oh my gosh, what a beautiful morning. Like she wakes up like a Disney princess.
Mm-hmm.
Most mornings, and it's cute the first couple of times, then it's, you know, not cute. Do you know what I mean? Then it's like, okay, go to sleep.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So she's buzzing like that anyway, let alone on Christmas Day. So she's going to be up at the same time, very, very early.
We used to get up at, we'd try our luck at 4 o'clock.
What?
In my household, yeah. Yeah. We'd try our luck and we'd get up at 4 and then we'd get told to
go
back to sleep. Obviously, you couldn't sleep when you're excited. So then you'd get to like, but then we'd go back in at 4:15, then 4:30. And then by about 4:45,
they're getting up.
We're up and we're down. We would have our presents opened definitely earlier than 5:30.
Whoa.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you could not have been in the house of Ash.
Really?
Oh,
why?
Obviously, it's not a massive age gap, but when you're kids, 4.5 years is a big gap. So when I'm like 6 or 7 and buzzing, he's like 11 or 12. When I'm like 10 years old, still buzzing about Christmas, he's like 15. You know what? Like 15, he ain't getting out of bed early for no one.
Oh, you're one
so
of them.
me and Talisa would be sat downstairs, like my younger sister, she's only a year younger than me. So she's 9, I'm 10, Ash is 15. And we're waiting to open presents. And mom's like, we're not starting until Ash gets up. And it wasn't getting my mum and dad up. They'd be up. It was him. He would not. And when he did finally wake up, he'd roll out of bed like a fucking bear out of hibernation, come down, take a... Bearing in mind, this is what Ash used to do. He'd eat a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
Right? So if anyone else wanted toast on Christmas morning, you fucked because you can't. Because he's eating a loaf of bread. Right? And then he'd get the milk out and guzzle it like some crazy medieval king. He'd just be sat there with a loaf of bread and a whole carton of milk. He'd be like, oh, and
then
be like,
oh, Christmas.
Yeah, literally. And he'd be like, right, well, what are the presents?
I'm not Henry the Eighth.
No, that's how you that's
what
how you
are
sat.
The presents?
Like I said, he'd come down. I told you, when my dad used to come back from church, he used to stop at this bakery and get this big hot loaf of fresh bread.
Right. Wait.
Let me explain. This nutcase would do. He would get the fresh loaf of bread out, still hot. He would cut the end
still
off.
Still hot.
cut the end off. He would then rip all the actual bread out, like the soft dough bit, make like a giant ball, sit there and eat it, then put the top of the bread back on and leave a husk in like this so, plastic sleeve.
Like
in the
cave of bread.
It was, yeah. I was basically just pranking George. So I would take the bread, I would take out all of the inside, put the crust back together. So he thought there was still a loaf.
Ash, yeah, a prank doesn't last about 16 years. You do it every time Dad brought it back. What are you talking about? Yeah, no, that was just you.
The middle was the best bit.
Yeah, see, that's what you do all the time.
It's on your parents who are working hard to afford a loaf of bread.
But have you ever done that before? You know when you chop off the end or chop off the top and just scoop out all of the bread in the middle?
No, Ash.
No, people want to do that, but you've done that.
Yeah, people might have an intrusive thought and then go.
No, never done it.
Really?
No.
Yeah. And then you can. It's just mouldable and so edible.
No, I can imagine it.
Actually, literally, and I say this, I'm not exaggerating, literally no one else I know has done that.
No,
I don't believe you. I guarantee you that there's brolos out there that have done that.
Well, please let us know.
Chop off the end of the bread, yeah. Like the loaves that are uncut, scoop out all the internal dough bread.
Do you squish it?
Dough bread. All the internal dough bread, and then put the crust back on and pretend it's still whole.
Do you squish the bread together?
Depends. Sometimes you rip it into strips. Sometimes you can just squish it into like a more...
Because I feel like I'd want to compact
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I compact it.
And
so
just
it's solid.
Go at it like a... Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, just agreed. Meteor. Just squash it.
Fleshy meteor.
Yeah.
Why is it fleshy? It's made of bread.
Well, you know, when the more you squeeze bread, though, the fleshier it gets. It's not airy.
I don't know about fleshier.
Yeah,
Bensar or... I don't know. Fleshy feels like a weird word to use bread. Yeah.
What would you want me to use?
I just said any other word about fleshy.
Denser?
Yeah. Don't say I've been a fleshy meteor and then eat it.
I don't like those words.
But I still think the weirdest part, again, we've touched on it before, but the fact that you just don't get on with Christmas dinner. Forget roast, because Christmas dinner is so much more than just a roast.
Is it?
What I mean? Well, yeah, because if every
Sunday...
Family time. No. If every Sunday you just cracked out pigs in blankets, that's quite... I think that's quite decadent. That's quite...
I went to my mum's the other day on a Sunday and she had a roast and she had pigs in blankets.
Yeah, that's quite normal.
Is it?
Yeah.
Would everyone agree that pigs in blankets on a roast is normal, not Christmas?
I had that like 2 days ago.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, but
people have
December
it.
Is Christmas season now, isn't it?
No, oh, but... So... Yeah, but still.
You know what I'm trying to say?
If you go M&S, there'll just be pigs in blankets in there.
See, I think that's a bit weird.
So let me let you in.
I'd eat them, but I would feel like, oh, this is like a Christmassy treat. Whereas really? I'd be quite shocked if I went to the pub for a Sunday roast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pick up the cherry tree in Rochford. If I went to the pub for a Sunday roast and they just whacked out pigs in blankets in the middle of May, like a Sunday in May, I'd eat them. I'd be a bit like, oh.
I've learned a lot on this pod. The first thing I've learned is when you two are going to tear me down. So I'm caveating this if I know it's coming.
Okay, go.
I'm going to say it anyway.
I want you to know, because you're quite tall, your head's angled back. I can't see the green of the hat, so you just look like...
Let me fix it.
No, from me, you look like you just have a... You look like an old monk.
Right, let me just... Can I say what I was going to say?
Yeah, go.
So sometimes I'll wake up in the morning and I'll just chuck on 16 pigs in blankets for breakfast.
Let me be fair.
It's two breakfast ingredients just wrapped together.
Yeah.
So is that cool?
You eat it on Christmas Day or just in general?
No, like any day.
And then he said, don't talk to me like I'm Henry VIII. He sits there with a platter of pigs in blankets going...
No, I'll have
16
like...
of them?
Yeah, like I'll do, because they come in like a pack of 16, I think, from M&S or 12.
Where the fuck do you go? Costco? Hell.
So I'll cook in the air fryer. I'll just do 8 aside to make sure they're evenly cooked.
Yeah.
And then I'll just do bread and butter.
Sorry, so just you basically eat a whole pig and then bread and butter for breakfast.
I think it's a good breakfast.
No, I'm not going to lie, I'd absolutely smash a life out of that breakfast. But on a random day...
I wouldn't put it past him to go into his kitchen, it's just a hog roast. He's just turning it on a log burning stone.
I'll have some hog. Where's my ale? Where's my barrel of ale?
Oh, no, do you know what I get freaked out by? Because I actually do love pigs in blankets. It's the only thing I really like on a Christmas dinner. When the sausage is too big.
I hate that. And you go to posh pubs and they think it's like something to do. Like they think it's like a gimmick. I'm like, no. Cocktail sausages with the bacon around. That's what I want.
It's got to be small.
Yeah.
It's got to be small.
I hear it. The other day in a pub, I ordered a pig in blanket.
One sausage wrapped in bacon.
And it was like...
And it was big sausage.
So...
It was big sausage.
Yeah, it was big sausage.
It was big sausage.
That hair, the accent, the outfit, it was big sausage. Pig in blanket. It's not good. Yeah, no, it's
gross. I still get multiple of those too.
Yeah, no, I no. Do you know what it is? I don't think they taste the same.
They
no,
don't.
I
know what you mean?
They don't taste at all.
It's like when you get. It's like when people try to be bougie and make a massive custard cream.
Costa.
Oh,
they did it. No, I think.
What? Don't do that.
Big custard cream.
A giant custard
yeah,
cream.
They do giant custard
and a
creams.
Giant jammy dodger and a giant bourbon.
That was not too bad. Wow. But the, yeah, bourbon custard cream. Mm-mm, dead news.
It's not. It's
dead
not
news. I don't like giant foods that you make giant. Yeah. I don't.
Something about the ratios off.
Yes, I used to. As a kid, it used to be the only website I used to go on where people would just upload pictures of small foods that they've made large.
This says a lot about you as a kid. This says a
I can't
lot
remember,
about
I can't remember what it was
kid.
Called. Has anyone ever been on that website?
Small foods made large.
Yeah, but it was called something.
Yeah.
It was oh, something yeah, something like that.
.com.
It was good. I used to go on that or ratemypoo.com. Have you ever been on that?
Ratemypoo.com.
People were just, yeah.
No,
early
I,
days
I've,
of the internet.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Oh, well, yes. No, I've seen it only because of him.
Yeah.
And, like, well, and like, oh, he'll be on the coach, you'll be on Twitter, you hear, oh, what's up? Look at this one. It's like a giant poo.
Yeah. And the ninja as well.
We don't name people. Yes, I know who. I know exactly what you're alluding to, but we don't name people.
Oh, sorry.
There was a nondescript guy we knew.
Well, you don't say that now.
Who used to go around to people's toilets and poo and not flush and then take a picture and go, ha, what did he call it?
There was something about a wizard.
Wizard hat?
Something like that. Like a. There was one he gave a name and it always stuck with me because it's really creative.
No, I don't know. I remember you say you used to hate you when he didn't put a toilet roll in the toilet first, because if he took a big poo, he'd get Neptune's kiss. Like it would drop out and then the water would splash up and hit
his bum. Everyone puts tissue in first.
Do they?
Shut up.
No,
Perry.
Firstly, gross convo, but everyone puts tissue in first.
No, Pearl.
No,
for that reason.
No, just you.
No one wants Neptune's kiss.
Pearl, no one else in this room does that.
What?
So you take toilet roll off, put it in the loo?
Well, firstly, I use it to clean. So I'll get tissue and I'll clean the toilet. Not that it does much, but I'll clean the seat.
Right, the seat.
And I'll put that
tissue
in
there. I'll do that if I'm out in public, yeah.
No, even at home, I've just got a habit.
Okay.
I'll do it and then I put tissue down and then do the biz.
No, okay. I don't. Well, like, it's
no,
not,
no splashback.
But I don't get splashback either way.
Yeah, but you've always got diarrhea.
Is more you do need more fibre.
Much more fibre.
Why is this a conversation?
You have to.
Well, hang on. Who are you talking to? 16 pigs in blanket and a flagon of milk. What's he talking about?
I have an
about?
Orange juice as well.
Still not fibre. What are you talking about? Benefit that would make it worse.
Anyway, can't believe we got here from Christmas dinner.
Didn't expect that chat to go here.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, I kind of put me in the same bracket because I hate it.
Yeah, I
think I'd rather eat.
Okay, but you've got a sweet tooth. So Christmas dinner desserts. And by the way, can we just chuck this out there? Anybody who calls Christmas dinner Christmas lunch, I don't care what time you have it, you need to go to prison. I hate
like
it
that.
When people call it Christmas lunch.
I don't like that at all.
It either sounds super posh
yep.
or just like weird.
I don't like lunch. It. I don't like it too early either.
Mm.
When people do like...
What's too early?
1 o'clock. People do like 1 o'clock dinner.
Yeah.
That, come
I see.
On.
I'm quite hungry. Shall I tell you?
Just eat in the morning.
No, I see that. No, you can only have picky bits in the morning before Christmas Day. You don't have a full breakfast.
What?
You don't have a Christmas fry.
And Christmas, like, isn't it the only day, like a roast or like a big dinner like that, where you only eat pretty much once a day?
Well, no, because you have got to have your evening bits as well.
I don't
stop.
Got to
have your ham and your cheese.
Yeah, picky, aren't they? You don't have like another meal on Christmas
no,
Day.
No.
No, but we have breakfast.
No, I don't.
Really? Christmas breakfast?
Yeah. And I guess it still feels picky, but there's all sorts. There'll be eggs and bacon and...
Oh, no. Oh,
nice.
Bagels,
that's proper
salmon.
Breakfast. Yeah.
Yeah, you make it sound like fucking hell, like to start Home Alone or something. Like
yeah,
a proper
yeah.
American film
Stack
breakfast.
Stack of pancakes, yeah.
Yeah, no, not for me.
Oh, really?
No, it's just picky bits from the jump. From the jump, I'll start cracking. I'll start on the chocolate straight away. Start like just eating anything that's in sight. But I don't start prepping a full breakfast. Then there's the full big meal. Mm. Then later on, more picky bits. Maybe the Yule log comes out. Maybe a Christmas ham. Because we never normally, obviously we're together for Christmas. Mm. We don't have the Christmas ham normally with the meal. Normally the Christmas ham's after. Make some hot bread rolls.
Yule log as well. Yeah, Yule log's a great shout.
Yeah, Yule log's lovely.
Oh gosh, I could smash it.
Yeah, it's just chocolate cake.
Mm.
What do you mean?
I don't like the name. That's not the cake that you have to leave sitting there for 6 months, is it?
No, that's
not
Christmas pudding.
I don't get Christmas pudding.
I found that out this year, that you have to leave it sitting there for how long?
You can do it for like a year if you want.
Why? What's the point?
Gosh. Yeah, you can just leave it there.
So and then and
because it's got alcohol when it like ferments and it all sort of...
That's how you know it's shit. You set on fire in the day.
Yeah, you do. I saw a woman yesterday pouring the alcohol on and she was pouring it too close, set herself on fire.
See, yeah, that would make me happy.
What? Someone setting themselves on fire?
Yeah.
If I went to someone's house and they went, well, time for dessert. I went, what are the options? If they only have Christmas pudding, you deserve it. Christmas yeah. pudding.
Oh my God. You've ruined anyway. Christmas.
Christmas markets have got out of hand. Christmas markets.
They are everywhere. Sorry, Christmas markets.
Now, literally, all you need is it could be a car park. We could whack a couple stalls in here, bang, Christmas market.
Yeah.
And admittedly, I'm here for the cheer. All right. I love the festive spirit. I love the joy, even if it is a bit of a.
You're here for the cheer.
When it comes to Christmas, yeah.
Like festive cheer.
Really?
Yeah, festive cheer. Yeah, yeah. I love that. But even if I do recognise it's a bit of a money making scheme, whatever, but the food that comes with these Christmas markets now just starting to take the mick. Like, when has the sign of a Christmas market become a fucking churro? Everyone just sells yeah. churros now.
Like a Mexican Christmas.
Everyone just sells churros or them stupid little spinny crisp things on a stick.
Oh, they're my favourite.
No, they're dead.
They're
nose,
the best.
Man.
They're the best thing at the Christmas market.
No, they're not. Yes. They're
so
dead.
You slice up a potato, like not the whole way, so then it spirals
explain
up,
it, go on,
and you put it on a like a. Massive,
you slice it quite thin, don't
like
you?
Like courgette.
Yeah. But it's all connected technically, so it's like a big spiral.
One big spiral.
Yeah, and then they bake that, and it's covered
or
in salt.
They fry it.
They fry it, and it's covered in salt. It's so
imagine thinly sliced potato.
Mm.
Yeah, fried.
Yeah,
and then covered in salt. It sounds almost like ready salted crisps.
Yeah, but it's not that tough, sounds. Is it?
And then they charge you £11.
Yeah, so. I'd do double.
That's mental.
That sounds like it's made with something you buy on like QVC.
Yes, that's so true. And he's like, you put it in, wind this up, wind that up, and then
you
get one of those for $4.99.
Yeah, you know, the guy says, right, can you do this with just a knife? No, you can't. Spiral. And I've got so many of those gadgets in my hand.
This is the sign of people who don't sleep. This is your problem. You two don't sleep.
Buy things online.
No, it's not buying things online. You end up watching flipping QVC.
Yeah.
Because that channel takes over everything in the middle of the night, doesn't it? Like it used to be like that kind of like.
I've never bought anything from the TV though.
That is modern day telly shopping, isn't it? TikTok shop.
TikTok shop is literally that.
Because sometimes I'll be watching a video and I don't even realise I'm being added at. I don't even realise something they're adding me up.
Mm.
And then I go, crap, it's an ad. And
fantastic stocking fillers though, TikTok shop.
Yeah, really good.
You might not get until next Christmas, but they're
no, I was about to say, credit to TikTok shop, they've kind of sorted the delivery a little bit. And you can always tell when it's going to be a bit dodgy. Like, you can always tell when it's going to be a bit long because it'd be like, I don't know, delivery. And the moment it says like International Express, come away from it. Because the moment it says international, it will say 3 or 4 days and you're looking at 3 to 4 weeks. You want ones that can do next day. And they normally deliver.
Yeah. Oh, I can't tell.
Real.
Keep an eye out.
I ordered some plastic swords the other day.
Yes. Now, since
they never came.
Can I quickly say, since you spoke about it, is it a plastic sword? It's a straight blade. And as you do it, the sparkle goes around.
Yeah. Oh,
now
sick.
That's all. Like, since you spoke about it, it's all over my TikTok.
Now it's acceptable.
No, it's not acceptable.
Oh,
he's just haven't seen it.
Oh. Okay, fine.
But yeah, I've seen loads of people advertising. Oh, can I quickly say as well, this is the problem. I don't know if there's like a main stockist and some people are trying to make bigger margins than others, but I'll see the same. It'll be like that sword, someone will have it for $17.99 and then someone will have it for $70.99. Like a 50 quid difference.
Oh, really?
And I'm like,
whatever one you fall for.
That's my point. It's like whichever ad you see first. It's not a fixed price. It's not the same thing. Oh. Loads.
Can I also just say German sausage?
Yeah.
Bratwurst. Is that Christmas market?
Bratwurst, currywurst.
It is, isn't it?
Or the Wurst.
Yeah, it is, no?
Yeah, I've been put off those, though.
It reminds me of our coach driver.
That's why it's put me off.
No.
Yeah.
Rob.
Yeah, Rob, our German coach driver. Absolute legend. How long have we known Rob for?
Oh, Rob
17 years.
Yeah, 17 years. Rob's a legend.
But he insists on every tour taking over catering on one day just to make
for the whole cast, right?
And I'll be honest, I don't like it either. So when he's kicked catering out the kitchen, and it's the only thing as an option.
You don't like it?
Well, bear in mind, when we usually go to catering on tour, there's a few options.
Mm.
So firstly, everyone's stuck with eating German sausage.
Yeah,
yeah.
Which it just like, and also you get a build up. So like he'll come round. He'll come round the day before. Currywurst tomorrow?
Yeah.
and you have to say yes.
Yeah, because where he's done it every year, and it's because he's been hyped up by people on the tour, and he adds little inklings. So every year there's a little extra spice that he wants to tell you about.
Yeah, curry powder.
One time he added a side of a German beer that he bought a German beer.
Yeah, Weissbier.
See, I don't like beer either. So it was really tricky. It was really tricky for me.
I love. I'm surprised you guys don't like like the Bratverse, the Curryverse. Like, when I'm pretty one of the people that hypes Rob up. I love it. I love the curry sauce. I get a baguette, break it into pieces. Just like, oh, I love it.
I think it's because I've seen him making it on the coach.
He doesn't make it on the coach.
No, I've seen him make it on the coach before.
No, he doesn't. Where? It's not an oven.
Which is my point. I've seen him. I promise you now. I swear down. I've seen him making it on the coach. I've seen him doing it. He doesn't take over catering every year. Sometimes it just happens on the coach. So he'll microwave an already cooked sausage, slice it up in a bit of Tupperware. He puts ketchup, curry powder on a hot water and mix it all together. And I'm like, bro, this is mental to watch happen. And then you guys come on there with your bread, lapping it all up.
It's not me.
I can't do it.
I also am just not a fan of a sausage that pops.
Yeah, anything that the skin pops on it, or I can see the oil moving. Sorry.
It's like I don't eat IKEA hot dogs.
Because they pop.
Because they pop.
No.
I don't like the skin breaking on a sausage.
When you can see the oil moving under a skin, they look like when the fucking orcs are born in Lord of the Rings. And they're like wriggling underneath. It makes you feel so ill. No,
you,
I can't
Joel,
do it.
I'm going to say, you have issues.
Yeah, you do.
Your references are... diabolical, bro. You just said a sausage is like an orc being born.
Oh, Lord of the Rings. No, but you know where they're underneath? Is it the...
it's so specific,
not Uruguay,
bro.
What are they called? Not Uruguay. That's a place. Know. Uruguay. Uruguay.
Uruguay.
Uruguay. Uruguay. And then we're underneath going... And then that geese comes over and puts his hand on their
and
head.
Tears it apart.
Yeah, man. Oh, it's gross. That's fine. What it looks like. So it looks like...
That's not what I thought of. I've never thought about the sausage having oil underneath.
You never seen it?
No, I've never seen
oil. Oh, man. Butters.
So, like a sausage from a fish shop.
Oh, don't mind them.
They pop in your mouth.
They don't pop.
Do they not?
It's not different.
It's a different pop.
I can't explain.
Like a barbecue, like in the summer, a barbecue sausage pops, definitely.
Yeah, I'll tell you what ones pop. Posh dogs from M&S. They can F off. I used to love them, and then they start getting too poppy. It's the same way I can't eat the hot dogs from Five Guys.
Same.
They're too poppy.
What?
The hot dogs from Five Guys,
they're not
can't
poppy
eat them.
At all.
They are.
Yeah,
poppy.
The absolute, we're really into hot dog chat now, but the best hot dog of all time
rollover.
Is a rollover.
Oh, from a garage. Oh,
but they do them in like Cineworld.
What
and
did
stuff
we call
as
them?
Well.
Hollies.
Hollies.
Holly hot dogs. Holly, oh, we're going to go grab a couple of Hollies. Oh my gosh. I'll literally be there. Just don't clip that. Go away, social media team for Brothers Uncovered. Do not clip that.
Just can I just finish off hot dog chat?
Yeah.
Just for saying that maybe about a week ago. Mm. 2 weeks ago, maybe, Micah said to me about coming onto the podcast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And he said to me, and this is how I know, I'm like, right. He said, what did he say? What were the words? I'll come on and show Uncle Perry and Uncle Jordan that I don't eat a hot dog weird. And I was like, Micah. Yeah.
And then do you know what he would do? Because what is he, six now, isn't it?
Mm.
Six?
Don't start.
No, five.
Don't start.
He's only five.
Yeah, don't start.
No, I'm not. What I'm saying is he probably unintentionally, as a five-year-old, think he's not, but he probably would make it worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he... To be
then,
fair,
then it's clipped up and then he
and
becomes
then, you
a
know,
bully's dream.
Yeah, don't call him a bully's dream. That is...
Bully's dream.
Yeah, you have some tech savvy five-year-old and go, oh, Mark thinks it weird. You don't want that for him.
No, he does eat you from the top down, doesn't he? Bless him.
And we don't mean horizontally. We mean like... Oh, no, we do mean horizontal.
Like, yeah, the middle of the sausage.
We eat it from the sauce down.
The sauce down is mental.
Wait, so across as well?
Yeah, like that.
Like corn on the cob?
Yeah, he eats it like a corn on the cob. Yeah. That is mental.
No,
you need to look into that.
He eats it from the top down, only in the middle, breaks it in two, then does it on the outside bits.
Okay.
Every single time?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I would look into that. Like, that's a crazy way to eat a hot dog.
You haven't given him a rollover.
Yeah.
You have to make sure that you get the paper out of the way because otherwise the paper goes to you have to just go, nah, Micah, just...
I hear him on that.
Yeah.
I hear him
he's
on
your
that.
Son.
He would just take the paper.
I would have a table full of hot dogs over a whole Christmas dinner.
No.
Hot dogs and ketchup crispy onions.
You see what we talk about waking up and eating random stuff? I could wake up and have a couple of Hollies, a couple of rollover hot dogs.
That would slap.
The way when they've been left in there so long, the bread gets so soft, it can sort of kind of just half break away on your
it's
fingers.
Soggy.
You know, you eat it and you got bread on your fingers.
Yeah. Is there any meal that you would replace a Christmas dinner for? Anything?
No, Christmas dinner. My family's Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
I don't mean like the people, I mean the actual food, but the way like my wife, my mum, the way my whole family makes Christmas dinner, that for me, I'm telling you, is my death row meal. That'd be the last one I'd ever have. Yeah, Christmas dinner. I absolutely love it. That mountain of food, which to me is I don't really like the veg, Well, that's a lot, actually. I do like the veg. I don't like sprouts and all that stuff, and I don't like all the extra sauce. Gravy's enough for me. When everyone's like bread sauce, you just like watery bread or mint sauce or cranberry. Nah, not needed. Just a big plate of meat, potatoes, Yorkshire pudding, some veg, pigs in blankets, okay, and gravy.
So that specific meal, would you rather get rid of the meal forever or Christmas forever?
Oh, that's tricky.
Oh, the meal. It's got to be gone.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy for me.
Yeah.
But this I'm going to aim this one at you then. Because let's say, you said it's your death row meal.
So hang on.
So this is but let me ask everything's something. Cooked to perfection for
well,
you.
But when you say all Christmas, you mean for like everyone, it's just gone? Or you mean like, I can't have Christmas Day? So yeah, I can have the meal, but I can't have Christmas Day?
Yeah, can't have Christmas Day. You have to go away.
Oh, so I don't get the meal? No, because the day's the big part of the meal.
No.
That's a really tricky, you can't even separate the two.
Well, I'm making you. So let's
because I'm not selfish,
there.
I'm going to have to get rid of the meal. But then the thing is, it has to be.
You'll never ever have that meal again.
Can I have the item separately?
No.
That's not getting rid of the meal then. I can never have a roast potato again.
No.
What?
Welcome to Brothers Uncovered. This is what we do. Get on with it. Choose. Or no Christmas.
Okay.
For you and one child.
But the rest of them can have it.
Yes.
Can I change the troll every year depending on their birthday?
No, you got to choose the one.
Nah, do you know what? I'm getting rid of the meal. Keep Christmas Day. But then, like you said, it will be a table full of rollover hot dogs. If we don't get a sponsorship by Rollover Hot Dog after this,
cool, Rollover.
We'll be absolutely the best ones.
Please send us some.
Yeah,
we'll
tear
it up
that.
Live here in the flesh. I'll tear it live.
What's your death row meal?
Maybe. Oh, don't. It's probably going to be something like, I'll answer for him. A buffalo tomato and mozzarella.
An artichoke.
A vinegar out poured over the top, paired with a nice glass
fermented
of wine.
Strawberries.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be yours, isn't it? God, what is it?
From New York.
What's it?
I was going to say some sushi, probably.
Sushi? For a death
like a fat platter.
Of
like
sushi.
A fat platter of just like the best in the world. Okay. Do you know what I mean? Proper sushi grade.
Isn't there a chef in New York that does he's got a sushi restaurant that he's only got like 8 seats and you can't pick what you eat?
Yeah, I'm a sucker. I went in London.
Did you go there?
Yeah. I took Jess.
Really?
Is it birthday.
Oh, is that what you went? Is that the one?
12 course meal, 8 seats, like maximum.
I got confused.
So I think I'm a sucker translates to like, leave it to me or something.
Is that where you had the fermented strawberries?
That's where I had the...
Right, there you go.
Give us your top three from that.
That was good. That was good.
So tell us your top three.
The fermented strawberries.
Yep.
The tuna tartare with gooseberry. Fantastic.
Okay. Yeah. Lovely.
And just the sushi selection was just phenomenal.
Yeah, that
best
sounds...
Best food I've ever eaten in my life.
That sounds like the worst food I could ever eat in my life. Yeah.
Okay, well...
It's direct opposite for me.
Yeah. For a death row meal, it's mad, but I actually
but it's
get
the best.
Like
it's like
it.
The best. Like, yeah, it's sourced from the best.
Yeah. See, which is... Like, for me, I'd rather go Nugs.
Nugs in...
Southend.
In South, okay.
It's like a burger van on the side of the road, but they only sell nuggets. Yes. Teriyaki nuggets, honey barbecue nuggets, plain nuggets.
Sweet chili nuggets.
Sweet chili nuggets.
Cheesy nuggets.
Spicy nuggets.
Gravy nuggets.
All the nuggets you can think of.
Fine.
Really good. Yeah, really
anything
good.
Anything else?
Garlic and parmesan nuggets.
Yes, they do actually. Yeah.
they're great. They're really
good.
So they really
dabbled
good.
With halloumi for a bit, took it off the menu. I was like, sick with the chicken, you know?
Fine.
So that's where I would go if
they
I was
do the
you.
Syrup ones.
Oh my. Oh, syrup nuggets.
Sweet and savory.
Oh!
It's so good. Dude, this is going to turn into a food pod. Should we move on to... Who's being interrogated?
Yes, you're being interrogated.
Oh, I am. Come on then.
Would you rather wear two massive bells on your shoes or an outfit made entirely of tinsel?
My skin reacts to tinsel, so the bells.
Would you rather be stuck in a snow globe or a giant Christmas cracker?
Snow globe.
Would you rather be able to drink eggnog for the whole of Christmas Day or have to lick a 6-foot candy cane until it's gone?
6 foot?
Yeah.
Well, eggnog, the thought of it makes me feel sick. But I don't know if I could lick a candy cane that much.
You can try.
Okay, stop staring at me like that. Eggnog it is.
Would you rather have to do Secret Santa with your neighbours or you're only allowed to eat foods that Santa likes for a week?
What's he like?
What does Santa like?
Cookies.
Milk.
Cookies and milk.
Christmas dinner. Yeah. Are you having me on? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you rather be crept up on by a giant elf on the shelf every day for a whole year or sit on Santa's lap while he tells you that you've been a naughty boy?
Is it just sit down, naughty boy, off?
You have to plant there long enough.
Yeah, sit down, naughty boy, off. I'm going to sit on his lap.
What, rather than crept up on by a little...
Well, yeah, but when you hold it in that position as well. Can I quickly say as well, my mum insisted on taking me and my little sister to Santa's grotto. for way longer than she should have. And not because of age, but because of size. Because by the time I was about 10, I was already about 5'7", 5'8".
Yeah.
And quite a heavy set child.
Mm.
And every time I'd walk into the grow, you would see.
You just hear,
oh, holy shit. Oh. He was shaking when I walked in. I walked in, he'd be like, oh, yeah.
What did you used to ask for?
I think there was a wrestling thing called a Titantron. And I asked for it for like 3 years on a row. It was like, you see when they walk out on day, it was like their big entrance. Mm. I really wanted one of them. I used to ask for like Power Ranger stuff. I remember I asked for a laptop for a little while, but I didn't know what a laptop did. I just wanted Fine. One.
I asked for tap shoes. I didn't get those. I'll tell you what I did get. I asked for two things. I asked for tap shoes and a harmonica. And I got the harmonica.
Oh, hell, man. You honestly, bro.
Born to entertain.
Tap shoes and a harmonica is a crazy request as a kid.
What a combo, man.
And it, just because I know where you grew up, like just like in Essex, like not the best there, like you with like your husband tap shoes and a harmonica, it's just crazy.
Yeah, I don't know what inspired me.
Yeah.
Maybe I just knew it as a calling. Still not picked up a pair of tap shoes, but
I was gonna say you don't tap it, you don't play harmonica, so it's not.
No, but I'm kind
could.
Of
Yeah, he could.
Yeah. Get some taps.
That's fair.
You went for drink eggnog for the whole of Christmas Day.
Yeah, because I can't.
Lick a candy cane, 6 foot candy cane.
Till it's gone. Yeah. 6 foot.
It's just all day. I think that's better than drinking eggnog.
What is eggnog?
I don't know what's
in it. Can we please find out really quick what eggnog is?
Yeah, what is it once and for all?
What's the ingredients?
I've never known what eggnog is.
I guess there's
Let's quickly guess. Does it have egg in it?
I imagine
so. I'd assume
egg whites, maybe?
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no egg.
Okay, no, it probably has no egg, but shall I tell you what I imagine?
What's the nog?
Mixed up eggs and like a cream. Yeah. That's what, and I'm like, oh, mate, that
eggs
is.
And cream? No, well, let's figure it out. Is it alcoholic?
I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, I think it's got a little bit.
All right, go on then. Go on, producer Rob.
So it's got milk, cream, sugar, eggs, nutmeg, cinnamon, and optional spirits, brackets, rum, whiskey, or brandy.
So it's not even like an alcoholic drink by its nature. It is milk, cream, sugar, and eggs with
stuff that will curdle. No, thank you.
Nah, bro, that's
I don't
clapped.
Like that. I don't
but
like that at all.
I feel like with the cinnamon and stuff and the milk and cream, it might start to get a bit milkshakey. If you take the eggs out of your head, it might just be a bit milkshakey. It might be quite nice. I think I'd rather do that than lick a 6 foot candy cane.
I'd go
till it's gone. It's too much. Really? Too much. Yeah.
I think it'd be like a mission. Be like a fun mission through the day.
How long do you reckon it take you to get that done?
10 minutes.
You can't bite it.
A 6 foot candy cane.
Okay, an hour.
He's got. I reckon
that's a month.
No way. I'd do it on Christmas Day.
No, you wouldn't.
I'd do it on Christmas
Day. You can't bite or crunch.
I've got Teckers. I would.
Next
I would
one, bro.
All right, let's move on. Stuck in. You said you'd be stuck in a snow globe.
Then a cracker.
Yeah. They're full of water. You wouldn't be able to breathe.
Yeah, that's so true.
Okay, well, let's make. Okay.
Congratulations, you killed yourself.
Okay. Well, let's make the assumption that it's the one that's not filled with water.
They're all filled with water.
Not all snow globes.
Yes, they are. How does this snow?
No, because there might be like two bubbles inside. Do you know what I mean? There'll be like the layer. So when you have a picture, the picture's not underwater, is it? So you have like a bubble, then you have like an outer shell, and in that outer shell is the glitter in the water, and you do that and it goes round.
Okay.
So I'll be in like the inner shell, and I can see out of it, always snowing, which is beautiful. Fine. Or I'll be in a giant cracker, laying down, not being able to get up. That's the worst.
Yeah, but you've got a joke
and
to tell.
And every time someone, when I finally escape, I get blown up.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, rip in half.
Mm-mm.
Okay, maybe not.
For me.
Fair enough.
And you went for massive bells on your shoes.
Yeah, tinsel. I get real bad.
Yeah.
The other day, as a joke, we had to put tinsel around our necks. I've had a patch of eczema on the back of my neck for, well, about a couple of weeks now. Well, years, yes, but it got worse from the tinsel. So I don't think I'm...
I agree with you on that one.
Yeah, I'd do bells on my shoes. Because I'm not even lying. You know the same way I say that when I grew up, I wanted a towel?
Mm. Yeah.
I wanted the shoes that curved up at the end.
Why?
Just,
that's a proper...
It's just, I just
that's
thought,
a proper
I think it came
wrong
with...
and crep. If I saw someone wearing them, that's a proper wrong and shoe.
A wrong and crep.
That's a proper wrong and shoe. If I saw someone like wearing that, I'd be like, nah.
Some people do, you know.
What with the curled up?
They wear top. Like they wear like shoes that have just got a slight. But they're not normally pointy. They're normally like square end, and they just
flip
fine. Up, no, lift I up wanted a to. I want it to look back at me. I want it to look like someone shut the door.
No one says
that
about their shoes. Right. I want my shoes to look back at me.
I mean, what if they were tap shoes though?
If they're even better.
I mean, that would have been upgrade, right? Okay.
Oh my God, yeah.
That's basically clogs.
Yeah, basically.
And clogging's a thing,
isn't
it?
Oh my God, I wanted clogs too.
You wanted clogs.
Oh yeah, wow.
Do you know what? The more we do this pod, the more I realise you was, and it's not an insult. I mean, like, you're such a unique person. You're such a unique kid.
But I just think these are things that everyone thinks about. When
no, I wanted
young.
Clogs too.
That's what I mean. Mm. Like wooden shoes. Everyone wants wooden shoes.
I didn't want wooden shoes.
You didn't want wooden shoes?
No, because I won't lie to you. Shall I tell you what I thought clogs were for a long time? When I was a kid, Ash, again, used to watch a lot of like history shows and like stuff when we had Virgin. And I watched one about when it was like a Chinese practice. They used to bind.
Foot binding.
Yeah.
Foot binding.
Yeah.
And I thought that for some reason, for years, that's what I thought clogs were. Like in my head, clogs, it's like force your, they're like a different version. It's like force your foot, it's like a wooden shoe, and you just left them there.
And they say like size two, like, or
yeah,
three.
Yeah, man,
or something
no
like.
Way. That's and I've now got like a, I wouldn't say I've got a fear of clogs, but I've been scared to try them on.
Yeah.
Like I've got like my foot just be like bound forever.
Yeah. I wonder, can we just search? He's probably got a name, what a phobia of clogs is.
Yeah, go on. What have is, a look.
What is a phobia of clogs called?
All right, let's have a look. Phobia.
It's probably got its own name in it.
I'm praying it's
what
clogophobia.
What is clogophobia? Phobia of clogs called? Sorry, I'm just going through flipping security. I'm flipping in
there. Tap the squares that have a bike in it.
I hate it. And then I start freaking out because it's part of a corner of a bike. I'm like, no.
No name.
It just says there's no specific phobia. And there's an individual case. It might be associated with podophobia, which is a sounds
fear
quite close, but it's a fear of feet.
Oh,
osmophobia, a fear of germs, or I could just have a trauma-based fear.
Really quickly, just on this note, again, because we don't name people, do we? So we had the mum of one of our friends or someone that we all knew. I got introduced to clogs because they went on a bit of a trip around the world and they had a couple of items that they'd collected from their cultural travels, and it was clogs and a didgeridoo. And I remember going, oh, wow, like, I've got obsessed with both of the items. So I remember blowing a didgeridoo wearing clogs once.
I think you might have a trauma-based fear, or you should. That sounds like quite a crazy experience.
No, it was theirs.
Yeah, dude, cover your mouth. Who?
You won't believe it when I tell you who it was.
No way.
I remember being at their house.
She went on a cultural trip.
No, it wasn't cultural.
I was going to say,
she might have just got it. She might have just got it from duty.
Being their bargain.
No, she might have got it from duty free. I don't know, but she had. I remember she had clogs. And a didgeridoo, because clogs are not Australian, they're like Netherlands, right?
Clogs, yeah, like Netherlands.
Because I feel
like
they went to Australia and they brought back a didgeridoo, but she had a pair of clogs. And I just remember going,
yeah, that's a scam for her. She fell into that trap.
Yeah, she got scammed. Yeah.
Isn't it also illegal to play someone else's didgeridoo?
I think it's quite insulting.
Oh, it's insulting.
Yeah.
Really?
Like culturally out there.
I don't think you really are. You don't be like, see if you could say, can I play your guitar? Can I have a go somewhere? Yeah. I don't think you really asked that with didgeridoo.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah. Must be, but you know it deep down.
Mm. Yeah.
No, I don't think he's. I think he's been told. I don't think instinctually, you know. Fucking hell, that's not my didgeridoo. Whoa. I don't think like, it's like an instinct for you. No.
Right. In true Christmas fashion, I've been told we've got some gifts.
From the team.
From the team, which is very fun.
So we'll pass them out, which is lovely.
Oh,
box.
Whoa.
Budget. Oh, look at that. Is that a snow globe without water in it? Straight away.
Yeah, but look how boring
it is. Jordan.
Looks.
Do you want to do one at a time, or do you want to... One at a time.
Okay, so Jordan, can you turn it to the camera? Can you
have
it the other way so everyone can see that?
Look at that. I'm a little rainy.
No expense spared.
Well, some expense spared. I am going to big up my party box because they've put their sticker on the back and I'm guessing we might have got these for free. We did get these for free. My party box. Thank you very much for these. Right, let's have a look.
What have you got?
What is it?
What's wrong with you lot?
What? Where'd they get you?
Well, no, what's... Well, let's start strong. I have a hairy scrotum on a key ring. And I'm going to say this now. That's super glued. You guys have super glued this on your
seat.
Clip that, everyone.
Okay.
Why is there...
There's also a bum bag with a hairy belly button.
Okay.
Why is all your stuff hairy?
And then there is... adoptable certificate. Because every pair deserves a loving home approved. So I've got a box with a certificate... for owning these testicles, which are making me feel sick.
Everything, always.
No, because it's hot plasticky and it smells like glue.
Give it one whiff.
Fuck off.
Put them in your mouth.
What?
Move on.
And then, oh! Okay, now I'm assuming I'm meant to know what any of this stuff means.
Oh, I know the bum bag.
Go on.
Is bum bag, let me see your belly.
Let me see your belly.
The big question from Ash to George, where he was feeling a little bit insecure.
I was insecure and fat and wanting some advice from my big brother and all. And he just said, yeah, let me see your belly.
Let me see your belly.
No,
I don't know what the balls is. Is that because he's had a lot of kids?
I've never said.
Oh
yeah.
I was eating dinner in my kitchen in my pajama shorts and my nuts were hanging out.
Elaborate.
My nuts were hanging out and my mother-in-law was actually in the kitchen at the same time. So could have got caught a glimpse of the warlocks, but she didn't. Love that. All right, who's next?
They could have got some, you know, big black correctly ones. Coloured ones.
Yeah. Because Jules got the blackest balls I've ever seen.
Right. Once again, not needed.
Okay.
Oh, I'm a Christmas tree.
You are, very nice.
That's exciting. Okay, straight in. Thank you very much, team.
So if he's got something good, I'm going to be so angry.
I have a thong.
It's quite petite, isn't it?
It is quite petite.
Yeah, I've not got much junk.
It's little cock sock.
Thank you for that.
That's why a thong, though? That's obviously from...
when you had to wear a thong.
Or have I worn a thong?
Your ring girl fantasy.
Oh yeah. I did want to be a ring girl.
Yep.
That could be me. Picture me in that, boys.
That's a big sign.
And a towel.
Oh, it's got an embroidery on it.
What does it say?
It says bum.
Oh, sweaty bum.
You're sweaty bum.
Oh, yeah.
Perry sweats profusely from his arse all the time.
Yeah. It's like I'm an alien.
Or a snail. You just drag along and just leave a little trail.
Yeah. Oh, that's fun.
Merry Christmas.
These are very thoughtful gifts.
Thank
you,
team. Nice. Oh, Ash is up next.
Oh, thanks, guys. Lovely.
On, open up. That is heavy. What's in there?
What's he got?
Oh. Watch your mic. A quiche Lorraine!
So he got his favourite food.
I'm so happy with that.
Okay.
I'm going to eat that for lunch today.
Yeah. So he got his favourite food. Okay, what else did he get?
Oh, it's cold too.
Oh, Pepsi Max.
A Pepsi Max. Cold Pepsi Max. Okay. Oh, this is great. That's basically my lunch. Look.
Anything else in there? Or
one more thing.
Something with insult? Or...
Salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper. Rob. Oh, because Jordan called him salt and pepper because he's going grey.
Okay, so
I can use that to season.
Everyone stop. Ash has got, I will say, a pair of very nice salt and pepper shakers.
Yep.
His favourite food, which is potentially my favourite food, a quiche Lorraine, and an ice cold Pepsi Max.
Yes.
Perry was given a towel with quite a nice embroidery, not bad quality. I was given a super glued pair of fucking plastic nuts. And it continues on this pod. Oh, honestly, sometimes I just don't know.
Thank you, team.
Thank you.
Appreciate you guys.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Wow.
Just confirm, who super glued the nuts?
Did they come like that?
Wow.
There was no black ones.
Thank you, Adeola.
Thank you
for clarifying that. Okay, I do have a letter here, conveniently branded on a cue card, from Santa himself.
Stop it.
And he says, well, boys, it's time for your massive, big Christmas end.
Ooh.
No gong today. Ho, ho, ho. It's that time of year when rules go out the window. When rules go out the window. So there will be no choice between two challenges today. Instead, you'll find my large sack in the studio. I think I got it in that box.
Would you like me to read it?
Full of an unidentified gloopy substance. My sack will, in capital letters, be emptied onto one of you. Spin the wheel to find out who it will be. So just so we're aware.
Jordan, you've seen this guy, bro. He went,
fingers crossed. Just so we're aware, the team has set up a letter from Santa that says he's going to empty his large sack on one of us.
Where is this sack?
Yeah, I want proof.
Okay, you two seem really eager to get
I need proof!
Sack.
Right, you can just say as well.
Yes.
We all know this is going to land on Jordan, don't we? Sorry, but
because we're open to it.
I don't know what it is. In the air, I can just feel the fact that...
Well, let's figure out who that's going to be. Are we ready?
Here we go.
Taking on Santa's...
gloopy sack.
Take it
is...
Yes! Oh, Ash, prepare to get a sack emptied on you, big boy.
No, you.
Merry Christmas.
No, you, I can't do this.
All right, join us back here in a second.
See Jordan getting covered.
All right, your time to shine, Ashley Banjo. Massive big Christmas end. Perry, can you go and get Santa's sack, please?
Oh, my name's not Perry.
Mrs. Claus, can you go and get Santa's sack?
Absolutely.
Breaking Banj, we're calling this in your hazmat suit.
Oh
my God.
What a sack.
This is really...
What a red fluffy sack.
There we go.
This has really changed the dynamic of the pod studio.
It looks like you're about to be murdered.
I know it does.
Well, it looks like you're about to have your organs harvested. So I think Merry Christmas, Brolos, and a happy new massive big Christmas set. Oh my God. That is the good. I'm going to be sick. It's only a custard, but it looks so gross. Perry, don't eat it off of him.
It's just custard.
Oh,
it's actually delicious. Have some of that.
No,
lick
thank
that
you.
Off Ashley Banjo's head. I dare you. Come on, just because it's Christmas, lick it off his head.
No,
Jordan, Jordan.
Mm. What, Perry? What are you doing? Okay, Brolos. Perry is currently licking custard off of Ashley's head. So on that note, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Have the best one, and we'll see you next week.
Hey! Bye.
This was a Rayo Original Podcast.